Listen to a lecture about flying squirrels given by a naturalist at a natural science museum.
Flying squirrels do not really fly. Birds and bats can fly. Flying squirrels are masters of gliding. Since they have no true wings, they cannot add power or maintain level flight. The flying squirrel likes to begin its glide in the top of a tree. It springs into the air and stretches all four legs out at right angles from its body. A flap of skin called a podagium extends from the squirrel's wrist to its ankle on each side. This skin acts as a sail and allows the squirrel to glide in the air. The downward glide is usually at an angle of 40 to 50 degrees and may take the squirrel over 150 feet. Special muscles control the tension of the podagium on each side so that the flying squirrel can adjust the angle or speed and direction of the glide. The squirrel's flat tail does most of the steering. Slight twists allow the squirrel to avoid hitting twigs and tree trunks in its path. Flying squirrels prefer to end their glide on the trunk of a tree. This feat is accomplished by bringing the tail up sharply, a maneuver which brings the body to a vertical position for landing and slows momentum. In thick woods, flying squirrels usually jump from branch to branch. If the trees are farther apart, the squirrels glide from the top of one to the trunk of another, which they must climb to continue their journey. Before taking questions, let's go out back to meet Sam, our own resident flying squirrel. Maybe he'll cooperate and show us how he glides.